Our scripture this morning, taken from the Gospel of Matthew, is short and probably familiar to many of you. It's where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." May we take this scripture to heart this morning. So it's Valentine's Day, which for some of us might be a special day when we acknowledge our special love for that someone or some ones in our life. I realized this week, though, that for Christians, it's not a special day at all. Or I should say that every day is a special day, because every day is a day to celebrate love, God's love, Christ's love, and our love for each other. And today, this is what I want you to know. Please hear this and let it sink into your heart and soul. You are loved with an infinite, unconditional love. Just think about that. You are loved with an infinite, unconditional love. Do you actually know how loved you are? How special, unique, amazing, and beautiful you truly are? Do you? God calls us beloved. Jesus calls us friend. We call each other family. We have been adopted by God. We belong. Now, some of us might be tempted to skip right over that. We won't let it in, or we will simply ignore it. We find it hard to imagine it to be true. But today I encourage you to ponder it. Roll it around in your heart. Take it in. Absorb it. You are deeply loved, special, and beautiful. It's true. We've been talking about abundant life for 5 weeks now. The abundant life Jesus said he came for, that he came to show us. Today we wrap up the series, and I want you to know this. We cannot begin to know what abundance is until we understand ourselves as loved and begin to love ourselves. No amount of teaching or knowledge or possessions or experiences or friends or anything else in the world will ever make us feel like we are living abundantly until we can fully accept and love ourselves. Now, by loving ourselves, I don't mean that we indulge our desires or demand love from others or think that we deserve more than we have. Love for ourselves has nothing to do with getting what we want. What I mean by loving ourselves is that we will find it in our hearts to recognize that we are amazing, beautiful, and treasured. That we don't have to do anything to earn God's love. That we occasionally do something really stupid or even bad things sometimes, yet we are loved and lovable. Perhaps the greatest burden we bear deep down is the feeling or conviction that we are unlovable. And that's when Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. I want you to find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He says to us, "Come here, my dear friends. You're carrying around way too many burdens, and you're trying to do it all on your own. You carry guilt and shame, fear and dread. You're carrying around, in effect, your sins, and you don't need to do that. Not only that, you are carrying the burdens others have given you, the sins of your parents and your ancestors who have gone long before you. Their guilt and shame, it's piled all on your shoulders, stuff you didn't even know was there, and it's making you weary. The burden is far too great. So come to me, hang out with me, and find rest." Jesus' burden is so much easier. It is the burden of love, only love. And Jesus says, he's the one we're going to be yoked to. I will carry the burden with you until you can let it go. And then you will find rest for your souls. Loving ourselves is not easy. For some reason, we have been taught that it is selfish, even dangerous. But that's not true. Scripture doesn't say that at all. In fact, it says the opposite. We can only not love our neighbors as much as we are able to love ourselves. Just watch how people treat others. It's a good indicator of what they think of themselves. The other reason we find it hard to love ourselves is we're the ones who know the things we've done or not done, the secrets we bury. We carry around the baggage of our sin, our mistakes, our shame and guilt. We have become so used to these burdens that we don't know how to let them go. We won't give ourselves permission to learn the lessons they have taught us and let them go. So we're not even sure if we're worth loving. Let's be clear. Our worthiness is not our call. It's God's call. God says that we are worthy, that we are lovable. We just have to accept it, which is much easier said than done. That's why the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to commit to a relationship with the one who calls us beloved. That way, we come to recognize that God thinks we're lovable despite ourselves. Remember that Christ walks with us as we gradually shed the burdens we carry around so that we can take up the burden of love, which is the only burden he asks us to carry. To live abundantly, we need to be rid of the garbage in our lives, the shackles that hold us back, so we can be free to love. Does anybody remember the movie Forrest Gump with Tom Hanks? Wow, it came out 27 years ago in 1994. In it, Forrest Gump is a simple man who, through the encouragement of his mother, ends up experiencing the world through a rather naive but optimistic outlook on life and a real can-do attitude. As a young boy, Forrest is forced to walk with leg braces as he has some kind of spinal deformity. And at one point in the movie, Forrest is being harassed by bullies and they are doing some harm to him. And his friend, who he has fallen in love with, yells at him to run, Forrest, run. And he slowly begins to awkwardly take steps in these braces that he's wearing. And as he keeps moving, the braces on his legs begin to fall apart and fly off until he eventually runs unfettered and free and just keeps on joyfully running. This scene speaks to me of the experience we can have when we walk with Christ. He's the one who tells us we can run, that the burdens, the braces, if you will, of guilt and shame and fear can come off so that we are eventually free to embody the gentle, humble heart that Christ is and calls us to be, which is so much lighter than what we humans tend to carry around. When our souls are released from the unnecessary burdens we carry, we can then experience true freedom and abundance. And this brings me to another facet of the rest we find in Christ. We need to embrace the fact that we are truly forgiven. That the slate, remember the chalkboard, the slate, where you put chalk on it and you had to erase it, but there was still some residue left on it. But with Christ, the slate of our lives has been wiped clean of the residue of our mistakes, or sin, if you will. We don't have to carry this stuff around the rest of our lives. We truly are forgiven. Let's just take a moment to unpack that. We certainly have all done some things we're not proud of, that have been less than loving or good. Some of us may even have done some cruel, harmful things. The first step to getting rid of the guilt is to acknowledge these things. We have to be willing to look into the darkest places of our hearts and dredge up things we don't want to acknowledge about ourselves. We so often won't admit to things because we are ashamed. So we bury them, even from ourselves. True forgiveness, however, requires us to bring these things into the light and recognize how hurtful or harmful they were. Then we say we're sorry. Big word for that is repentance. This just means that we are deeply sorry for what we've done and we commit to not doing it again. Sincerely. Then we ask for forgiveness, truly desiring that the burden be lifted. Now, some of us will hold on to these things. We've gotten so used to them. If we truly desire forgiveness, though, we will be forgiven, and we have to accept it. Humbly and sincerely going through the process assures our forgiveness. We don't have to confess again or ask again for that particular thing. And certainly there will be other things we have to confess in our lives. We're not perfect. But once we've gone through it, we need to accept the forgiveness and let go of the shame and guilt, which is the hard part. The burdens we carry that Christ wants to take away are so often not the sins themselves, but our inability to let go of the debris they leave on our souls. We can't seem to shake it. We continue to subjugate ourselves to the punishment. So today I'm encouraging you to do the work, then let it go. Turn to Christ for help, and if you need to, get help from someone else, a friend, a counselor, a pastor, a spiritual director. If we want to live freely and abundantly, we have to be truly free. That requires the unburdening of our heart, mind, and soul. Can we love ourselves enough to do this? To clear our plates of those things we no longer need to carry for the sake of the much easier burden of love for God, for ourselves, and for others. You are amazing, beautiful, and unique. You are loved. Let that sink in. The world needs you at your best. I believe that each act of kindness, each word of blessing, each moment of connection does change the world in a positive way. The opposite is also true. So if we want to be light in the world, we will do our best to experience freedom and light within ourselves. Today, as we wrap up our theme on abundance, I want to close with a brief summary of what we've talked about. We started by saying that abundance looks like enough. Not too much, not too little. We need enough in our lives to not only live, but thrive, and to make sure that others have enough by not taking or consuming too much. Then we talked about what's on our plates and whether we need to swap some of the things on our plates with things and activities that make our lives balanced and whole. When we load our plates with too much of what we don't need, we hinder our well-being and our sense of abundance. We then talked about having a sense of purpose. We need to discover our why. Why do we do what we do? What makes us glad to get up in the morning and embrace life? We all have purpose, no matter our age or our gifts or abilities. We need to discover our purpose. When we discover it, we will contribute not only to our own well-being and sense of abundance, we will give something vital to the world. Something that only we have to give, and we will make it a better place. Next, we talked about having loving, supportive, caring relationships. There are few things more important for our sense of wholeness and abundance than loving and being loved. To feel all alone in the world is to live a life bereft of companionship, support, and resilience. To do things for and with others is one of the greatest gifts of abundant life. Then last week I spoke about the imperative to stay positive. Humans naturally have a tendency toward negativity. To live abundantly, we need to resist this tendency and develop an optimistic view of life. And research shows that we need 4 positives to every negative in our lives to right the negativity bias we all have and to experience the true abundance of life. And finally, this week, we need to lay down the burdens that weigh down our souls. We need to learn to love ourselves. Let go of the guilt, shame, and fear that darkens the mirror of our soul so we can reflect Christ's light to the world. His burden of love is so much easier than the ones we carry. You can go back and review all of this stuff on our website because the sermons are posted there. So, my friends, on this Valentine's Day, love, peace, and grace to you. May abundance be yours as you navigate this beautiful, fragile, amazing world.